following is John Yesko's talk, Walgreens Photo Goes Beyond Multichannel, from UX Thursday Chicago. UX Thursday is brought to you by UIE and Vitamin T. For more information and for future UX Thursday events, visit uxthursday.com. That's uxthursday.com.
As Jared mentioned, I'm working at Walgreens these days. I head up user experience there. And just quick background, some people don't realize Walgreens actually comprises a lot of different brands right now. So our team works on walgreens.com and everything that has a Walgreens name on it, but also through an acquisition a year or so ago, we also now own drugstore.com, which brought with it beauty.com and a couple other sites that you see on the screen. So we're really taking sort of a portfolio view of the brand these days and working on lots of different experiences. And in addition to all those websites, our team works on mobile applications as well as some of the in-store digital experiences that you'll start to see more and more of. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about photo. And photo is one of the many things that Walgreens does. As you can see on the screen, you know, we sell lots of different kinds of photo products, from calendars to books, and it's really a multi-channel play for the most part. I mean, the way that this happens most of the time is that people go online or they go on one of the kiosks in the stores, they bring their digital images together, and then they create something. But today I'm going to talk specifically about creating prints. So, you know, back in the day, and this picture is from back when Jared started working on computers. If you can't tell from the fashion, this is in the 70s. I'm on the far right there. Someone should have told me to lay off the carbs or something at the time, I think. But back in the day, the print was the photo, right? So if you wanted to see an image, you had to have it in your hand. You had to have that physical print. There was no real distinction between the photo and that piece of paper. Then later on, we got digital photography, right? And we started getting these nice cameras, and this is a picture I took of my daughter. And these images start to show up in digital formats on computers, right? But, you know, you still have reasons why you might print a photo. So why do people print photos? And you can see this chart is actually from a couple years ago. It may be a little hard to read, but the point here is that there are lots of reasons why people print photos, and they're sort of scattered all over. There isn't any dominant one. These are things like, I took a really good photo, I wanted to show it to somebody, I wanted to save it. My favorite is right here, my memory card was, and this was in 2010, and that was 11% of the respondents. Incidentally, we did a survey just like this recently at Walgreens, and that reason still showed up, it was down to 2%. So either people are getting more sophisticated or they're getting bigger memory cards, one of the two. But what I think a lot of these reasons have in common is that they're all sort of discretionary or optional, right? These are things that you may do, you may not do, but if that picture is in your camera, it might just stay there, right? And you can kind of see some of this in this next chart, which shows how printing of photos is changing over time. So what's happening here is that over time, we're taking more and more pictures, which is no surprise, right? But we're printing a smaller and smaller percentage of those images. So let's talk a little bit about, and I'm calling this a traditional multi-channel photo flow, how in the last, call it 10 years, people typically will print a photo. So you start with your camera, right? You have to get it somehow from your camera to the computer. You're going to upload it to some place. You may edit it there. You may manage your photos there. In our case, you're going to send that to the store, and then you're going to go there and pick up your prints, right? So it's a process that works. There are a handful of steps to it. And what that looks like on Walgreens.com, again, you start with that camera, you're going to go through a lot of steps as well. You're going to sign in, register first if you haven't already. You're going to sign in. You're going to go through and upload your photos, again, from your computer to the server. You're going to manage those photos. You might edit them. You choose the ones you want. You're going to select the sizes of photos that you want. We have lots of options. You're going to pick a store. You're going to wait. You're going to place your order. You're going to wait for that email that says your order is ready. And then ultimately, you're going to go pick those up. And this is pretty standard, and we've been doing this online for years, but it is quite a few steps. And what happens when you have a lot of steps, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, right? So we do our best, of course, to make sure everything's stable and our systems are working well, but there are technical issues sometimes, and you can read the customer quote here, but basically they were having issues getting the uploader to work. And again, we try not to let that happen, but sometimes it does. But maybe more importantly, we also get, besides those technical barriers, we also get navigational barriers or user experience barriers. So what this customer is saying is essentially that they were trying to make prints but we've got all this other stuff we're throwing at you, right? We've got photo books and albums and all these things, right? And it doesn't take a whole lot to figure out why, is that we want to sell you that stuff, right? I mean, we have business goals about selling higher end, more expensive products, and we'd like you to order prints as well, but we have a business goal there. And this is a case where that user goal and the business goal may be a little bit in conflict. They just kind of want to get in and get out and make that print, which is a print, which is a, and move along. So let's fast forward to today. And, you know, most of us in this room are probably carrying around a very nice camera in their pocket. And, you know, we all like to take pictures with those, and we all have those in our pockets at all times. And, you know, incidentally, 37% of our traffic these days comes from mobile, and this is across all of our businesses. It's not surprising, and other people that work at large companies probably have similar stats. So not only are more and more of these pictures being taken with a camera, but people are using those mobile phones for their sort of day-to-day computing. So take all the barriers that we just talked about with the sort of traditional desktop experience, throw mobile onto that, and you get additional barriers, right? So steps are slower. There's a couple pieces of why it's slower. First of all, that data connection is probably slower on your phone. It takes longer to do things. I mean, you're obviously, anyone who's tried to do a lot of typing on an iPhone or Android phone has experienced that. You get interrupted more. And sometimes that interruption is you lost your connection because the subway went underground. But other times it's, you know, your kids just got in the car, right? Because we're using our phones in between other things. Right? Some people still feel there's security concerns with placing orders on mobile phones. And then there's this whole bucket of technical know-how. Getting those pictures from that phone into a computer, not for us, but for a lot of people, that's still a pretty daunting idea. And keep in mind, next time you walk into a Walgreens, look around at the customers there. A lot of them don't look like us, right? I mean, these are people who, for getting a picture from that magic device into this other magic device, is kind of a trick. So this is, I think, one of my last charts, and this is a completely unscientific chart, but somebody at Walgreens came up with this, and I really liked it. And what this made-up chart attempts to show is the value of a photo over time. So this axis down here is time. This is now, and this is way in the future. And if you think about it, when you take a picture, it has a lot of value immediately, right? So you just took the picture, you go, oh, look what I took, you're so funny, you know, right? After a little bit of time, you kind of forget about it, and it's not that great anymore. And then 20 years later, when you're looking at your hairstyle that you had, it has a lot of value again, right? But there's this trough where the pictures don't mean that much. So what we really want to do is try to get people to print them up here, right, when they still have high value and there's that immediacy. So, you know, and I like to take a lot of pictures with my phone, and a lot of it is just I'm walking around and I see something funny, so I take a picture. Like, this is a guy at Target who was shopping for pajama pants while wearing pajama pants. So snapped a picture of him. This is an unintentionally ironic thing that my son had put together.